League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh! In this league.
I'm back!
Don't know how much it'll help you in like the rankings and stuff, but
it might not. Yeah, it might ding me a little bit because he doesn't have a team, but there's still like projections and yeah, the rankings are going to be lower than where he was, but I'm not so sure. Even if you look at the rankings, like is everyone like, man, you passed up Rashad Bateman for Keenan Allen? Like maybe. Christian Watson just went. Quentin Johnston. Who's your last pick?
Herbert.
Nope. He just went.
Okay, Purdy.
I wish Purdy would have went. I love that Cedric Tillman pick. There goes Braylon Allen. You got Purdy. Brock Purdy.
I mean Purdy, Caleb Williams, CJ Stroud, Dak Prescott, McCarthy, Trevor Lawrence. They're all the same. And if one of them, if my guy Purdy doesn't work out, I can go to the wire and take one of Love, Williams, Stroud, Prescott, yeah. McCarthy, Lawrence. So it just doesn't matter. You know, you could churn that spot.
Yeah, I probably should have taken Braylon just to help in like the little rank here. And frankly, I kind of talked myself out of it. I probably shouldn't. But we'll see. Here goes Jalen Wright. There's Caleb Williams. So not on that list you were mentioning. Or J.J. McCarthy. That's the thing about the backup quarterback. You say all that and it's like, well, now okay. It's Dak or Stroud.
Okay, but I know those guys aren't playing off the wire, so I don't have to worry about them at all. And yeah. Now it's Stroud, Prescott, Lawrence, Tua, Cam Ward, Matt Stafford, Bryce Young, A. Rich. Like, there's just so many starting options. Don't him and haul me.
Well, no,
don't
like
me.
When you were like,
still really good options all over.
When you were like, it's Caleb and McCarthy and Prescott and Lawrence. It's like, yeah, okay. Now it's like, it's gonna be Dak and Lawrence. And I'm not gonna throw Cam Ward or Stafford.
You can put Stroud or Love in there.
Not yet.
Like if you don't want to put Tua in there or Cam Ward, fine. But
I think
Stafford's gonna be better too.
There's still a couple, and there's a lot of people that went two quarterbacks, so you might not, in a league like this, it might not present itself as someone like picking up and streaming quarterbacks, but there's three or four teams that don't, that could look to, like, I could drop a Keenan Allen and go and pick up a Trevor Lawrence or something, but, I mean, to your point, you know, I think Brock Purdy's fine. Brock Purdy is in the level, there goes Jordan Love, so he's off that board now. Like, Brock Purdy is fine, but we had five quarterbacks go in the last round. Eight quarterbacks over the final two rounds. So really, really heavy here. We have got the draft analysis from Fantasy Pros. So we can take a look at that bad boy. And let's see, should we just read off the top groupings and then go through, or should we do a build up?
What do you mean? It's not coming up for me. It wants me to start my draft. I don't know what's happening here.
Okay, well, here, I will present it on the board here. Here is how everything finished out. The bottom, Thanos, Jesse Sevier with the worst draft, followed by Braun. We had Moyes at 10, Dan at 9, Joey P at 8. We had Zach at 7, Barrow at 5, Barrow at 6, Mummert at 5, Bogman at 4, RFP at 3. Only two teams with a 700 or higher score, me at 2 and CK at 1. I was given a 94 out of 100, Boggs. What were you given? Oh, it doesn't show you, do you?
No, I can't. I can't find it.
You were given, well, I'll tell you all this. You were given an 85 out of 100. So let's read off the teams. You want to read off your team real quick? I'll read off mine and then we'll go into the insights.
Yeah. So at quarterback, it is Brock Purdy, last round, obviously. Running backs are Jonathan Taylor, James Connor. On the bench, I have Ramondre, Tank Bigsby, and Bishop Tutin. Wide receivers are Malik Nabers, DJ Moore, Travis Hunter, Jalen Waddle, Stephon Diggs, Emeka Egbuka, and my starting tight end is George Kittle. So I like this squad. This is not my favorite. I missed a lot of what I wanted by like one pick, two picks here and there. So I don't know. I think they graded me better than I would have given myself. You said they gave me an 85. I probably would have given myself like a C+ here. Did not love this team. Probably should have added a backup running back a little bit sooner too, when I have injury prone guys like Taylor and Connor. But
I actually like the core of your team. I like the construction. I think what's more of what you said, it's just like, it's a couple pieces you wish were different pieces.
For
like,
sure.
I don't think you really have a hole. Like, do you look at your team and you're like, oh man, look at this major hole that I have. No, I think you could maybe argue quarterback. I thought running back, like, the depth doesn't look amazing, but Ramondre is your number 3. You've got great depth at wide receiver. You have one of the best tight ends. Like, I think this is solid.
Yeah. A lot of it is just really that third running back should be better. I think that's the biggest mistake that I made on this team, because when you draft, I love Taylor. He was 5th in points per game last season, but he missed games, right? James Conner's missed games in the past. He's old. They have Trey Benson behind him. That is the thing that I made the mistake on, was getting that third running back. I think I waited too long. I love having Jalen Waddle as my flex here. I just don't love having Stevenson and then one of Bigsby and Tutin to pick from, because like ETN could win that job still as well. So that's like the one nit to pick the hole in my team.
All right. So here's some info from your team. It loved George Kittle. It said, what if you had drafted T. Higgins at 3-7 and not Kittle? You would have actually scored higher, about 50 points. You have a bye week issue. James Conner, Travis Hunter, Tank Bigsby, and Tutin all have the same bye. A little bit of a running back problem, not really a wide receiver issue for you. Sleeper, Tutin was the number 1 RB in the consensus sleeper rankings. They loved your Purdy pick. And Justin Borelli, maybe at Fantasy Now Plus, loves your team more than anybody. As well as the Welsh. Chris Welsh loved your team second most. I told you, I kind of dug this team. Also, Derek Brown, D-Bro, was number 3 on this one. We both gave you an A. I thought this team was way better than you gave it credit for. It said, I love the DJ Moore, Connor, and Stevenson. I don't know about the Stevenson, but I do like the others. Derek loved the Connor, Hunter, and Waddle. Kev Wheeler and Ben Wasley all loved it. Who hated you? David Heelman, Joey Wright, Kyle Sopp, Jamie Eisner, and Justin Herrera all think you are absolute garbage.
A lot of Malik haters. In fact,
oh yeah,
every single person on that list hated Malik. I did finally get into it. Apparently, I had 2 Mach 1.0s in my Fantasy Pros thing. So one of them was old and didn't delete. That's why I kept clicking the wrong one. I'm like, why doesn't this have results? It's because I'm dumb. So, but yeah, working now. I see my score. I was 4th, huh?
Yeah, you finished 4th with a B+, 85 out of 100. Next time, you can maybe put my name as your search, and you could draft even a little bit better, as I drafted too. Now, I didn't even take the guys that I really liked. I did get an over 700 score. It loved my bench, number 2 starters, number 1 wide receivers it gave me. The rank with getting Jamar Chase holds that, and the number 1 flex. That's really interesting, saying I had the best flex with a wide receiver. My roster, as it said, Baker Mayfield at quarterback, my starting running backs, Chase Brown, Tony Pollard, my starting wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Cortland Sutton as my wide receiver 3. I took Tucker Kraft as my tight end. My flex was Xavier Worthy. On the bench, my running backs, Caleb Johnson and Jaden Blue. So a lot of upside. Wide receivers, Jaden Reed, Josh Downs, and Keenan Allen. Frankly, if Keenan Allen hurt me, it probably just hurt me from being one here. If I had maybe taken Braylon Allen, maybe I would have scored higher. I would say similar to your, I love my wide receivers, even though the names are a little bit eh. Like I would have, dude.
I mean, Chase and JSN.
Yeah, but if it was Ladd McConkey with Jamar Chase, I'd have been losing it. But I think I have incredibly awesome depth. So like if Worthy doesn't work out, I got Jaden Reed and Josh Downs to go. My running backs is what is lacking to me. That Tony Pollard's my number two. Caleb and Jaden are my backup. So I think I'm struggling there. And frankly, I don't have any eliteness in Baker and Tucker Kraft. So even though this ranked as like an A, it's not one of my favorite teams I put together. What are your thoughts on this?
I love this team. I think I like your team more than I do, more than I like my team. Would you rather start Chase JSN or Jefferson McConkey?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In this league.
Break it down.
Ooh. That was... Zach was right next to you. Or Bijan and McConkey, because Barrow had...
I think the Jefferson McConkey might do it. Like, I might be overvaluing. At the end of the day, like, Chase is so dominant. Chase JSN is probably great, just if I had gotten Chase and McConkey. I just really like Ladd McConkey. I think you're going to get more targets this year. He's such a good separator. He got into the big play action in the back half of the year. I just think he's ready to be a hard wide receiver one. I think JSN isn't, but I don't like the quarterback play there. And, like, he's like a... Like, how are they going to stretch the field for JSN a ton to get open?
That's fair. That's fair. And that is, I mean, I think JSN just gets open no matter what. But like, here's the thing that I like about your team is you do have, even though he's not a top five quarterback, even he is six. So Baker's like six or seven. So you got a top half QB here. I love that you waited on tight end after the top guys went, because that's exactly what I do. And you have three number ones, right? That's the biggest thing here. You have three 100% for sure number ones, and Chase, JSN, and Courtland Sutton all going to lead their teams in targets by a wide margin. I love that. Chase Brown's going to lead his team by a lot because they didn't draft anybody else. Caleb and Pollard are interesting. I think they both get eaten into a little bit more than people expect, but they're both going to lead their team in carries as well. Worthy is your upside play. It's like a perfect flex play. I really like the build of this team.
Yeah,
I'll just be surprised if I'm not like one of the thumbs up people.
Honestly. Oh, well, we'll see here in a second. I just would have liked a little bit stronger running back is what I would have preferred. So a second running back instead of Pollard that was a little bit stronger would have made me feel just a tad bit better. But there's a lot of upside. I love Jamar Chase, of course. Also a T. Higgins thing. It said, what if I had drafted T. Higgins at 3-1 and not a running back, which was who the hell did I take? Who was my top running back?
Chase Brown.
Oh, Chase Brown. Yeah, if I had taken T. Higgins instead of Chase Brown. I have a bye week issue. I have Jamar Chase, Chase Brown, Xavier Worthy, Tony Pollard, and Jaden Blue all on week 10 byes. So running back is a huge problem for me. Actually, I only have one active running back in that week currently, and I lose two starters, but luckily I do have Jaden Reed and who's the other person? I have Jaden Reed and Josh Downs that I could put in as starters, but huge running back problem. So I'd have to be cognizant of that on the waivers. Jaden Blue is the number three RB consensus sleeper in the ranks. Loved Baker Mayfield and Tucker Kraft, and Matthew Hill of Data Force Fantasy Football was the top expert that loved mine. The top five was Matthew Hill, my buddy, Scott Pianowski, Joe Serpico, Wyatt Bertoloni, and my other dear friend, Andrew Erickson, who I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows with this year, who hated me, Jorge Edwards, Stephen Tomlinson, Mike Tomlin, Justin Henry, and Rudy Gamble. Funny, there's no reasoning behind all of it.
What I love is
there's no
that,
player. You see that?
No, I see players.
Oh, I don't see. Tell me the play. Like, look at Jorge. Well, and, like, look on the screen. It shows no players that they
hate.
Oh,
that's funny. No, I see players on here. But the players that I see are for Jorge Edwards, it's JSN, Cortland Sutton, Xavier Worthy, and Rudy Gamble specifically as JSN, Chase Brown, and Worthy as the guys he doesn't like. And Matthew Hill, who liked you the most, has the guy, those exact same guys as guys he does like. So it's just kind of funny that just pure differing opinions, not differing players.
That is very funny. And let's take a look at the number one team because CK did win this. You get to catch CK sometimes here on the ITL feed with Boggs doing shows. He finished with the number one 97 out of 100 score. His team, he had Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, Saquon and Chuba as his running backs. His wide receivers were Drake London, DK Metcalf, Chris Godwin. He got elite tight end and Trey McBride. His flex is Brian Robinson. And on the bench, Jacoby Myers, Cedric Tillman, Hollywood Brown, and his running backs were Trey Benson and Jordan Mason. So as long as Godwin's healthy, it's crazy strong. Even if Godwin is out, you put Myers in there. That's really good. But then you would lose some wide receiver depth. I love the running back depth he provided. I wanted Jordan Mason so bad. He got the elite tight end, and you're hoping Patrick Mahomes bounces back. I'm not sure what I really would have done differently. Maybe not target Chris Godwin, to be honest with you. I don't know who was available when he did. I think he did a good job getting Jacoby Myers, but everything else, like, he accomplished. I think in a perfect world, I'd love to have an elite quarterback or elite tight end, preferably an elite tight end. If you can justify it, he did that while not really sacrificing a ton on the rest of his roster. So I kind of see why this is a top one. What would you positively or negatively say about this team?
Yeah, I went to go look and see, look, because you're right about Chris Godwin. He is a big question. So Judy Odunze Ayuk Waddle went after Chris
Godwin. I would have taken Waddle ahead of Godwin. I mean, that's me, though.
Ahead of all those guys. I think so, too, just slightly. But I mean, Waddle had a down year. So, but I mean, we're getting real nitpicky. This team is very stacked. I mean, this is a very good roster. He did the smart thing. And, you know, like, he took Saquon. He just took the guys that fell. Saquon fell, took him. Drake London fell, took him. Snapped up Trey McBride a couple picks ahead of me. Snapped up Brian Robinson a couple picks ahead of me. This squad is very solidly.
It is interesting, though. It's ranked so high, yet it's a bottom half wide receiver team. He's ranked with the eighth best wide receivers, second best tight end, second best running back, fourth best bench, number one in starters, sixth quarterback. But it's interesting to see it ranked so high with not high-end wide receivers. It said, what if you had drafted Jalen Waddle at 7-5 and drafted a running back later? You'd have scored just a little bit higher. Bye week issue for him is Saquon Barkley, Chris Godwin, Cedric Tillman. It's not really an issue. Sleeper alert, Cedric Tillman, number three wide receiver in consensus ranks. Liked Patrick Mahomes two rounds later than he's being ranked. James Emerick Wilson of Armchair Scouting liked his team the most, as well as Drew DeLuca, Jamie Eisner, Travis Seal, and Andy Behrens. Our friend who is unfortunately not at Yahoo now. Hopefully seeing him do something soon. Justin Borelli hated him the most. Kevin Tompkins, Brad Beatson, Derek Brown, and Elias Johnson all didn't like it. But I will say this. Only Justin Borelli gave him a D. Everybody else were Cs or Bs. So that's how well constructed this team was.
I think it was the same with yours, by the way.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
In this league.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm your host for the day, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. No Welsh today, so I went and got the best pinch hitter I can imagine. My man at BD Endrick on the Twitter machine, Casey Bubba. Bubba, what is going on, my man?
Not much. How we doing, my friend? It's great to be here. I always like being the backup plan on ITL. It's like, you know, it's my, you're my brother's from another mother. So
That's right.
Great. It's great to be here to talk a little baseball on a Friday.
And I just got, like, let's start here. And obviously you can catch Bubba on Fantasy Pros Baseball HQ, Bench with Bubba, Bubba and Bloom. Like, you know, he is one of the most influential people in the industry at this point. If you did not know that, I mean, roll your eyes all you want. You are. So it is true. But we haven't talked about the Devers deal. I think you and I sent a couple texts back and forth to each other, but you have to be, this is like when the D-backs got Corbin Burns in the offseason out of nowhere. It was like from the top rope, just jumped in here. So as a Giants fan, you got to be ecstatic right now.
I was pumped. Absolutely off the charts pumped. I told the story on Bubba and the Bloom that I was at the beach with my daughter. We're just sitting there. Literally, I took a picture of it immediately. I had a High Noon in my hand and she's playing in the dirt. And my phone just starts buzzing in the beach bag. I'm like, what the heck? Like, Bloom feels the first one to text me. And there's just like, you got me and everybody else. And so I had to check Twitter and see what's going on. I'm like, this is what, like, how did this just happen? And this is the, what we gave up. Okay. Sounds good. It was just wild on so many accounts. Love having all the discourse that, you know, I'll play first base, all this stuff. That's electric. And then I was there on Saturday when he went deep for the first time. So that was
nice.
Absolutely awesome as well. So yes, it is great having Rafi in town.
Man, I bet that was a hot ticket, huh?
Oh yeah. We bought him a long, long time ago. Then I laughed when the trade happened. I'm like, ha, Red Sox are in town. This just got a whole lot better.
Probably could have got season tickets if you'd sold that one, but I'd rather to it, be there and see Rafi's first bomb, man. That was a lot of fun. Well, today up on the show, we are going to be talking some news at the top, like normal. And then I've got some questions for Bubba. I'm going to put him through the ringer a little bit. So I just went through and said, I want Bubba's opinions on this, and this. Sent them to him last night. So let's just start with the news. Shota came back on Thursday at St. Louis. He had 5 innings, only gave up 1 hit, no earned runs, 1 walk, 3 Ks. We're just all wheels up on Shota, right? Like, how high does he go in your rest of season rankings coming off an injury here?
Yeah, no, as assuming this is the Shota, like, he's healthy, like, we're good, like we saw in this return. He's a top. I was always really high on Shota, so I'm not going to say top 10. That's rough, but he's a top 20 pitcher for me. Like, I think he's that good. His ratios will be good. His strikeouts are pretty darn solid. He's going to give you a lot of chances for wins because he goes 6-7-ish innings a lot of his starts. So, yeah, I'm pumped. Seeing him come back in not an easy matchup against St. Louis, in St. Louis, in his return, pitched really, really well, picked up where he left off, essentially. I'm back on board. Let's rock and roll. And he's one of the studs out there. Enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. Shota has been great. Glad he's back. What do you, my buddy Jesse here in the chat with us, Tommy Lasorda, he said that someone gave him crap for wearing his jersey like Shota when he was a high school baseball player. It's a little sloppy, you know, things like that. It's not exactly tight like Aaron Judge's. What do you think about that? About I mean, I love a big dude with a sloppy uniform a little bit, right?
Yeah, you're talking the two big guys with sloppy everything right now. So I'm not sure what you expect me to say here, but like Bugs, you've known me for a while. I know we've only met in person a few times, but have I ever worn anything tight? Not because that's too small for my fat body, but because I want it to be tight. Like, let's just be real about the situation here. If I can go a little extra loose on things, we're going a little loose on things.
Who was the Jersey governor that wore? Was that Chris Christie? That wore the baseball uniform to throw out the first pitch. And
he had the pants that showed he was smuggling grapes. Yes,
oh my God, that bad. Moose knuckle it, going on?
It was
Yikes.
Rough. Yeah. Yeah. Yikes. We know Canada likes their mooses, but that was a rough go. Rough go.
Oh, man. Vlad and Jose Ramirez both left with arm injuries in the same game. You know, a couple guys getting plunked here. I saw Jose is not going to play today. How worried are we about these?
It sucks. We're seeing it so often right now, Boggs. Like, that's a Corbin Carroll of the wrist. Like, you just go down the list of these.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
Guys are getting thrown inside, and like Kruko was talking about it the other day, because the Giants had two guys. Casey Schmidt had a CT scan come back, and he said it's gotten out of hand. Like, you want guys to pitch inside, but the fact the pitcher doesn't have to get in the box anymore, there it seems like, he says it feels like it's more reckless. Who knows? But yes, to your point with J-Ram and Vladdy, I'm concerned with all these guys. Eugenio still hasn't had his MRI scan because his hand's too swollen, yet he's hit taking batting practice because your guys' doctors are geniuses. But with J-Ram, the fact they ruled J-Ram out like right out the gate, I'm like, this will be a little rough for me.
Yeah, that's I mean, look, they have the Barry Bonds elbow armor. Why not put that all over your hand, right? There's got to be some Kevlar.
Bagwell used to have that big thing, remember, on his
hand? Yeah, it was like a big chunk of padding.
Yes,
you know, it looked like a wrestling mat was just on his hand. I think they should be.
I would.
Nick asked, why do you think people are getting plunked so much? I mean, I think it's just a lack of control, right?
It's a lack of control. Like, they want to blame it on the sticky stuff. Like, that's just silly to me. It's guys are throwing harder with no control. So things just get out of hand faster. To me, that's the easy explanation. Now, nothing's easy, of course, but that's my two cents.
Sean says he thinks they banned it after, like, the big hand thing after Ortiz retired. I didn't know that. Neither did I.
It makes sense because it has kind of disappeared from the game. It seems like everybody looked like the Terminator going out there. But maybe with these next negotiations coming up and we have a strike in another year or so, that could be a part of it, because player safety should be – it sounds bad, but we're losing big names now. So this needs to get figured out.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, like you said, you know, the name shouldn't matter, but, you know, the names
it
matter.
Does. It does.
They always matter. So, yeah, man, I'm 100% with you. I just fix it. Find a way to fix it. We shouldn't be losing stars because of this getting hit on the hand. If that's something they banned, it's ridiculous. Figure it out. So, yeah, hopefully these guys don't miss too much longer. You mentioned Eugenio already. Cora said the Bregman is unlikely to return before the All-Star break. That's brutal, because Bregman is having such a good first season in Boston.
He's having a great season, and it seems weird because – like a week ago, it felt like he was coming back like faster than expected. And then just kind of there must have been a setback we just didn't hear about, because all of a sudden Cora said after the All-Star break. So let's hope he's healthy. You get about a 2.5 month run out of him, see where it goes, because he was having a phenomenal year, to your point.
Are you you know, because the cost might be down? Are you trying to buy him because it looks like he's going to be out for the next month?
Oh, if you can, I would, because third base is getting beat up. We're losing guys left and right out there, or even corner infield, if you want. It's getting pretty brutal. So I'd be into a guy like that, because at least with him, it's a soft tissue, which is never great, but he at least has a timetable. He's been rehabbing. It's not a broken bone. It's not a ligament. We should be getting him back soon.
Our boy CK hit me up like as soon as this injury happened, because he had a nice bet for Bregman to lead the league in doubles, and he was leading.
Rolling. That was
when he
rolling.
Got hurt. He was rolling. Yeah, that's a brutal one. That's like such an obscure bet to hit so hard the first month and a half, and then for Bregman to go down. It's just,
your boy CK is smart, because that makes sense. He put a big wall up there. He's just hitting Crawford boxes. He's just going to pepper the wall. Yeah. And that was actually a sharp bet. All things considered.
Very sharp bet. Yeah. CK knows what he's doing, man. He's the leader over there at Six Pack. Mark Vientos is being activated today against the Pirates. So we do get one third baseman back. And Chandler Simpson was recalled. Was his defense that bad to where he needed to be sent down? I mean, it seems like the Rays are just absurd.
They're absurd. And if they would have said it was his defense and it was for reals, he would have been gone more than like 2 weeks. That's why they're just being ridiculous, because now he's back and he's played every day. He's playing versus lefties and righties. So I don't know if he ticked off somebody and said, hey, you're going to the double A or triple A for a bit. I don't know what their thought process is.
The Rays also said that they would be willing to deal Pete Fairbanks, even though they are in playoff contention now. And I know this is the curse of the small market, right? Like a guy that is becoming a free agent, you kind of have to, even if you're in a good spot, you have to consider what teams are willing to give you, because it might be better for your team long term, right?
Yeah,
it might just be a big overpay. So, I mean, what is your fear for Fairbanks? Is it more fear, or is it like, hey, maybe he ends up in a better spot than Tampa Bay for saves?
You would hope it's a better spot for saves than Tampa Bay, but with his skill set, he feels like he's more of he's going to be an eighth inning guy with a chance to pick up a save here and there. Like Tampa's the perfect storm for him to then get locked in. But to your point, it's just the small market team. It's how the Rays stay competitive, is they do these trades. They trade these guys, get three 19-year-olds that they can use in 3 years. Like that's how they keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Hurricane and Wander Franco being a deviant have set that franchise back by 5 or 6 years at this point, which is just brutal. I mean, honestly, since they were just sold, is there a plan to move them? Nashville?
Well, they said like that. I thought the team that bought the place that bought them, weren't they talking like Orlando or something?
Orlando's great. Orlando has a bunch of people, and Disney will pay for them.
Exactly. They already have stadiums there. I know those are trip like minor league spring training facilities, but hey,
it's where they're playing now.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, hey, let's think about it. But Nashville, like, I know that's the one everybody wants, and they should get a team. Like, that's a great city for a ball club, but
I just don't think we need new teams. There are plenty of small market teams that have been, the Marlins need new owners, because that stadium is gorgeous. There are tons of people in Miami. The Miami Hurricanes, the Miami Dolphins show you that people will show up. The Heat fans showed up. Like, just make the team good. You know, they have the highest winning percentage in playoff history, by the way, the Marlins do. So
that's ridiculous, but they've won a few World Series. When they've gone all in, it's worked.
Yeah, The first two times they went into the playoffs and made the World Series, and then the last two times they've got dumped in the first round. So
but to your point, like, you can't add more teams until every other team actually wants to spend money and be competitive, because it'll just make things more watered down. So that's the problem.
We have a solution for, I mean, the Rockies should move to Nashville immediately, right? Ooh, like I think Denver is great, but you can't play, if you are going to play baseball in Denver, you have to have a specialized stadium. I feel like, you know,
it needs
like,
a dome.
You need a dome. You need the humidifier. You need all the other tricky.
It needs to be basically Chase Field North. Chase Field North. That's what it is.
With a clear roof. Make the roof clear. That's fine. We don't care. It'll look great because, you know, Denver's obviously gorgeous most of the time, but it's got to have a roof, man. You can't do it, but it snows a lot there too. I don't know. It's tough. So
trap the smells inside.
Yeah, Nashville. Nashville to looks good. Jeff, or Ken Rosenthal says that the Marlins are getting calls on Alcantara, Cabrera, and many others. What do you think the purge looks like from Miami? Do you think everybody's going to go? Do you think they're holding on to some pieces? Is this just going to be a strip down? What other kind of bare bones teams do you think are going to just start selling left and right?
Well, Miami will be interesting because last year, didn't they sell like a third of their roster to a half of their roster like in one day at the deadline? Like they all disappeared and things
like
moved.
Like it's a sweep of flea market. You
it's
know.
Wild, and it's worked a little bit. It got him a few pieces. We'll see where it goes, but Cabrera's going to be gone. He's pitching great while healthy. Alcantara's going to be gone, so you got that going. One or two relievers that will be gone. The hitting ones will be interesting because, like, do they give up on Jesus Sanchez already? Like, he's still pretty young. So it'll depend on what they can get for some of those guys. So they'll be as aggressive as they possibly can be. I think the White Sox will be willing to move and shake a bit as well. I'd love to say the Pirates, but every time we think that, they don't do anything. They just sit there and watch and like just be mediocre forever. Same with the Rockies. They don't do anything.
I don't have anybody. They have Jake Bird and like
trade Ryan McMahon. He'd make somebody happy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
That's right. Just kidding.
Yeah, but other than that, not much to your point. To your point.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. So it's pretty much the Marlins, it feels like, and maybe I think there's only like six teams kind of out of it already. Everybody else still has a chance, and they're like, I saw the Reds are 2.5 games out today. 2.5 for the wild card. Like,
yeah,
there's so many teams. I think in
and
reality,
they just brought up Burns. They just Hunter Green's coming back. Like, yeah, they gotta. I would say if you're the Reds, you push your chips in. You're not selling.
Like the Angels should sell, but they won't.
They should. So I think the Miami, Mariners probably should, but they shouldn't because of their record.
That's right? The back end. Yeah, there's a handful that should, even though they have good records. To your point, that's what makes it tough. Like sitting here in our chairs, you know, geniuses we are.
Of course,
we could point to in the right direction, but no one wants to listen to us.
Of course, we just solved the Rockies problem. We just solved the Rays problem. So, you know, Orlando and Nashville, easy solutions. No,
the Braves might actually sell. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting. What should the Diamondbacks do?
Sadly for you, they need to sell right now.
You think so? What can you get for Gallen?
I literally was just going to say, the problem is, what are you getting for Gallen?
Right.
Nothing. Like that ship has sailed, folks. So it's like, do you try to trade Ryan Nelson? Like, what do you get for Nelson? Like, what do you get for half these pieces? Is maybe Lourdes Gurriel gets you back a something?
They just signed him. Lourdes could get you back something.
Eugenio is your piece if his hand's okay.
Eugenio's hurt. Gallen sucks. Merrill Kelly, maybe someone should overpay for him because he's pitching so well right now. But yeah, it's just kind of, what do you do if you're the Diamondbacks? Cause you're in the window, right? Like the window isn't going to be open forever. You're in the window, But you do have these expiring pieces. Like, I would like to re-sign Eugenio. I would love to get Naylor back, but I think they have too many options at first base. I think Pavin can play. They have Ivan Melendez in the minors right now, who could come up at some point, maybe next year. So I don't know what they're going to do at first, but I would love to get Gino back. But then, you know, okay, you re-sign Gino. You just extended Perdomo. What do you do with Lawler? You move him to the outfield if you trade Lourdes? You know,
somewhere he can get actual help for his soft tissue injuries.
Well, that too. You know, he's hurt now, and he was in a miserable funk before he got hurt as well. But he's still like a top 10 prospect, according to most people.
Perfect storm. You could trade Eugenio. You could trade Naylor. Some team would still be willing to take a chance on Gallen. They would be. So if you could get rid of those three pieces, you could probably get something decent in return for the future. And
And
we've talked like on my preview show with you and Wells for the Diamondbacks, you have so much young talent still. Like, you guys are, it's not like you have to, like you mentioned, you're going to be blocking pieces if you keep these guys for too long.
Well, Lawler is blocked right now. So yeah. Dude, Royce Lewis, he's going to begin a rehab assignment on Friday.
Stop me if you've heard this before.
So, yeah. Let me just ask you, what is his value at this point? Like, you know, the guy can't stay on the field. When he does, he's been good. But when he came back this time, he was miserable. So he's been hurt. He's had a poor performance recently. We know the talent is in there. We've seen him peak before, and it's been pretty spectacular. But it just looks so brutal right now. What are we doing with Royce?
Yeah, it's been brutal, but I'm still kind of buying, because you just have to expect him not to play that often because he's hurt is the problem. But we look at the 30-game sample. It was 2 homers, 202 average, to your point, but a 222 BABIP was super low. He was only striking out, you know, same as last season. His walk rate was the same as last season. We saw an increased barrel rate, an increased hard hit rate. So there's a lot of things that were pointing in very positive directions for Royce Lewis. Just depends, like, was he healthy? Was he finding stride? What was it? I'm still a believer in him. I just understand it comes with a lot of what ifs with Royce Lewis. So I'd buy low if you could, honestly, but I just know the problems that can come with it.
What is, like, let's just go pitcher. What is the best pitcher you would give up one for one for Royce?
A lot of bad pitchers.
Right, they love coming up on this show. I can just put the screws to you, ask you all these questions.
Like, I was almost going to say Bybee, but Bybee's been a little better than that, even though he struggled of late.
I think that's about fair, because I think Bybee specifically this year has been much better than Royce, but the hitters typically last longer.
Yeah,
but Royce is kind of a question.
You know? Like, if you could flip an Edward Cabrera on his hot streak for him, that'd be pretty sweet to me. Stuff like that. That's kind of where my brain's at.
I think that's about right, because that's like, I wouldn't, if I was holding Royce, I think Cabrera is the line where I'd be like, nah. But if someone offered me Bybee, I might be like, well, you know, maybe you just had a pitcher get hurt or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think that one is one where I could easily see myself flipping.
Yeah, we're halfway through the season, so team needs get changed perspective on so much of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially if a pitcher goes down. Speaking of which, Griffin Canning looks like he tore his Achilles. Yeah. Not great. Jordan Walker went on the IL with appendicitis. Xander Bogaerts was scratched Wednesday with a left shoulder soreness. Zach Neto jammed his shoulders sliding in to second on Tuesday. He missed Wednesday, but the MRI showed no structural damage. Max Meyer's hip needs surgery and is going to end his season. Kyren Parrish was optioned. Noah Syndergaard was signed. A couple, you know, bottom feeder moves here and some injuries. Which injury concerned you the most?
Out of all of those, I'd probably, well, Griffin Canning's done for the season. So that's tremendously not great.
Who are you picking up? If you were rostering Canning, that's a churnable spot. Who are you picking
100%
up?
100% churnable. Like, who am I picking up? Because you're probably, like, 10, 12-team league. There's going to be tons of, like, honestly, I've been loving what Charlie Morton's been doing lately. I know people are going to laugh at me for that, but it's been super serviceable.
Streaming spot?
That's why he popped into my mind. He changed the streaming spot. Like, I would run with Morton as long as you can right about now. So he'd be in play for me. Look for two-step guys coming. Like, Jacob Lopez of the A's has been outstanding.
I just picked him up in a couple spots.
He's a stud. They're doing our fab show on Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday. He's he's still only 53% rostered in 12 team leagues there. So
that was my pickup, and I had Sale in two spots. So
there you go.
This was my ad.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
That's
right. Yeah, but other than that, not much to your point. To your point. Not a whole lot. So it's pretty much the Marlins, it feels like, and maybe I think there's only like six teams kind of out of it already. Everybody else still has a chance. And they're like, I saw the Reds are 2.5 games out today. 2.5 for the wild card. Like,
yeah,
there's so many teams. I think in reality,
they just brought up Burns. They just Hunter Green's coming back. Like, yeah, they gotta. I would say if you're the Reds, you push your chips in. You're not selling.
Like the Angels should sell, but they won't.
They should. I think the Mariners probably should, but they shouldn't because of their record.
That's the back end. Yeah, there's a handful that should, even though they have good records. To your point, that's what makes it tough. Like sitting here in our chairs, you know, geniuses we are.
Of course,
we could point to in the right direction, but no one will listen to us.
Of course, we just solved the Rockies problem. We just solved the Rays problem. So, you know, Orlando and Nashville, easy solutions. No,
the Braves might actually sell. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting. What should the Diamondbacks do?
Sadly for you, they need to sell right now.
You think so? What can you get for Gallen?
I literally was just going to say, the problem is, what are you getting for Gallen?
Right.
Nothing. Like, that ship has sailed, folks. So it's like, do you try to trade Ryan Nelson? Like, what do you get for Nelson? Like, what do you get for half these pieces? Is maybe Lourdes Gurriel gets you back something?
They just signed him. Lourdes could get you back something.
Eugenio is your piece if his hand's okay.
Eugenio's hurt. Gallen sucks. Merrill Kelly, maybe someone should overpay for him because he's pitching so well right now. But yeah, it's just kind of, what do you do if you're the Diamondbacks? Cause you're in the window, right? Like the window isn't going to be open forever. You're in the window, but you do have these expiring pieces. Like I would like to re-sign Eugenio. I would love to get Naylor back, but I think they have too many options at first base. I think Pavin can play. They have Ivan Melendez, in the minors right now, who could come up at some point, maybe next year. So, I don't know what they're going to do at first, but I would love to get Gino back. But then, you know, okay, you re-signed Gino. You just extended Perdomo. What do you do with Lawler? You move him to the outfield if you trade Lourdes? You know.
You send him somewhere you can get actual help for his soft tissue injuries.
Well, that too. You know, he's hurt now, and he was in a miserable funk before he got hurt as well. But he's still like a top 10 prospect, but according to most people.
Perfect storm. You could trade Eugenio. You could trade Naylor. Some team would still be willing to take a chance on Gallen. They would be. So if you could get rid of those three pieces, you could probably get something decent in return for the future.
And
and we've talked like on my preview show with you and Wells for the Diamondbacks, you have so much young talent still. Like you guys are, it's not like you have to, like you mentioned, you're going to be blocking pieces if you keep these guys for too long.
Well, Lawler is blocked right now. So Royce Lewis, he's going to begin a rehab assignment on Friday.
Stop me if you've heard this before.
So, let me just ask you, what is his value at this point? Like, you know, the guy can't stay on the field. When he does, he's been good. But when he came back this time, he was miserable. So he's been hurt. He's had a poor performance recently. We know the talent is in there. We've seen him peak before, and it's been pretty spectacular. But it just looks so brutal right now. What are we doing with Royce?
Yeah, it's been brutal, but I'm still kind of buying because you just have to expect him not to play that often because he's hurt is the problem. But we look at the 30-game sample. It was 2 homers, 202 average to your point, but a 222 BABIP was super low. He was only striking out, you know, same as last season. His walk rate was the same as last season. We saw an increased barrel rate, an increased hard hit rate. So there's a lot of things that were pointing in very positive directions for Royce Lewis. Just depends, like, was he healthy? Was he finding stride? What was it? I'm still a believer in him. I just understand it comes with a lot of what ifs with Royce Lewis. So I'd buy low if you could, honestly, but I just know the problems that can come with it.
What is, like, let's just go pitcher. What is the best pitcher you would give up one for one for Royce?
It's been a lot of bad pitchers. A lot of bad pitchers.
Right, you love coming up on this show. I can just put the screws to you, ask you all these questions.
Like, I was kind of I was almost going to say Bybee, but Bybee's been a little better than that, even though he struggled of late.
I think that's about fair, because I think Bybee specifically this year has been much better than, like, Royce, but the hitters typically last longer.
Yeah.
But Royce is kind of a question.
You know? Like, if you could flip an Edward Cabrera on his hot streak for him, that'd be pretty sweet to me. Stuff like that. That's kind of where my brain's at.
I think that's about right. Cause that's like, I wouldn't, if I was holding Royce, I think Cabrera is the line where I'd be like, nah, but if someone offered me Bybee, I might be like, well, you know, maybe you just had a pitcher get hurt or something. You know what I mean? Like,
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.